Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics, in the headlines, in our spiritual paths, and in our soul search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I am joined by Anne.
Hi, Anne Ortley here at the Bright Red Desk, back on the Isle of Manhattan. And Mark may be joining us. He's driving back and dropping the car off, so he may join us or may not, depending on how fast Hertz releases him from his rental car captivity. But, yeah, it's New Year's. It's a new year, Heather.
It's so exciting.
I'm ready for 2020. 2019 was good, but I'm glad it's in the rearview mirror.
In the rearview mirror.
A lot accomplished, but it was very much a year of, okay, done. And now this is a four-year. 2020 adds up to a four, so we manifest. We put down structures. We build, we grow, we go. So, yeah, and there's a lot going on in the heavens.
And we do that with Mercury, Jupiter, South Node, Sun, Ceres, Saturn, and Pluto all in Capricorn as the year begins.
We got to build.
Yeah.
We got to do it. We got to build it. Go. Yeah.
That revolution. I mean, there's so much going on as Saturn pulls up into the Saturn-Pluto conjunction is a few weeks away. And as Saturn and Pluto conjunct, we're seeing the end. We're saying goodbye to father figures and father structures that were, such as the presidency, and Ram Dass, who has died recently, and No-Till, who died.
No-Till, a very famous astrologer. I don't know about you, Heather, but I have his books in my library.
Yes,
and I still
absolutely
use them, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he was a real, like I said, all the patriarchs. There's,
yeah,
you
the
know,
patriarchs
so
are
So the matriarchs are beginning to be okay, but there's a lot of people are letting go of father figures or reorganizing their sense of the father figure or letting go of these important people.
And
Keith
coming
Richards
up with their
still
own
alive.
Version of what their authority is. Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's
and
we're
it
now
is.
Our own authorities. We have to kind of lean in and take responsibility and be our own are responsible, you know, there's no, you know, we're not responsible. If we're not responsible, we're going to hear about it. And we may hear about it even for stuff we didn't do that we feel like, well, I didn't really mean that, but like lean in and take responsibility for it or your part in it, you know, because it's so much about Saturn in Capricorn is so much about accountability. And when he joins up with Pluto, the Lord of the Underworld, you got to recognize your role in stuff because it's all about that psychological integration of what we've been learning and working on all of our lives up till now. And these big boys are taking us on a spin.
And this is an interesting ending. I mean, Saturn and Pluto opposed each other around 9/11, and we see all the breakdown of old security structures. And we've all, you know, there's been a review of people going back to old problems, old health problems, old questions, old political structures that just didn't work. A quick review of everything that wasn't working.
Yep.
And coming forward, you know, I recently had bronchitis, and they tested me for whooping cough. I went, you're kidding.
Oh, wow.
I said, nope, it's back. And how to look for all, you know, old problems we thought we'd overcome and moving forward into finding new solutions. We know Saturn and Jupiter coming to conjunct in Aquarius next year. We'll have a whole revolution and a whole revitalization of our philosophy coming up in the year ahead. But right now we're still in that thick in the review and how do we rebuild something better in this next phase ahead. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks here. And that you're talking about breaking down old structures because we have to reclaim responsibility. One of the things I'm seeing is America sort of drops the ball on being a leader in the rest of the world. We have dropped the ball so profoundly in leadership by just going into denial about things, is that other countries are now having to take their own responsibility and their own leadership. And that it is empowering to them. It may take us a while if we ever wanted to be leaders again or be a good example again to be taken seriously. But it is an empowering process to the individuals involved.
Right.
Europe is learning lead itself without England, for instance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're also saying, we don't want to lead. We don't want to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So once you say that, you can't come back in and go, okay, stomp, stomp. It's kind of like when you go to college and then you come back and you live at your parents' house and they're like, you're back under my house, you're in my rules again. And you're kind of like, no, I'm not. Can't make me, So
right.
we're going to see that kind of evolve as everybody grows in their own independence, including ourselves, where you're being asked, well, what are you – and I find so many people are really thinking about what they've done with their life or what they've accomplished or what's, left to come. Very strong energies around review and revisit, a lot of the older decisions that were made, in terms of how'd that turn out, or as Dr. Felix says, how's that working for you? And going, I don't know that that's working for me. I think maybe I need to change it. And so, or I need to revisit it, or I need to go back to it, and do it in a different way. So it's kind of fascinating, to watch where you pull it up from. So like in the case of my uncle, who's got cancer, and pretty serious diagnosis, it's the conjunctions taking place in his ninth house of spiritual faith. Raised a good Catholic, went to Notre Dame, went to Catholic schools, and, lived a nice life. But, he recently got a rosary, and he recently got a scapula, which is, for those of you who aren't Catholic, it's the medal you wear when you're sick or, when you need extra help from God. And so he was talking about explaining it to his grandchildren, Like, they had never, they were like, what do you got? And I kind of laughed. I said, oh, scapula, wow, that's pretty big. And I said to him, so you want me to, say the rosary with you? And he's like, would you? And I'm like, yeah, I find it very meditative to say.
Right.
And so he was like, okay. And then my aunt was like, my brother's found religion again. Now, she's a go-to-Catholic everyday church kind of girl. And I'm like, well, it's in this case, the Saturn Pluto is in his ninth house. So he's, kind of refound some structures that were soothing to him. So that's the other thing, is you're going to find yourself picking up some old stuff and going, yeah, I remember about that. Let me go check that out again. Because this is a time of revisiting and revising, or reviewing what our belief systems are and why we believe them,
Right.
And so... So when you watch for that in your life, like what's asking to be woken up for you so that you can work with it in a new way?
Right.
Or what are you getting called by,
Saturn's in its own sign of – yep.
Yeah, keep going. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Saturn's in its own sign of Capricorn, and we see here that – I wanted to mention John Lewis is the other – who just found out he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, is another great father figure that – may need to step back. But we have on the other side is Neptune in Pisces is now moving away from, or Saturn's moving off its sextile to Neptune. And I'm seeing Neptune in Pisces that the hunger for spiritual needs underneath all this Capricorn, and that it's, a healthy balance. If we can find that healthy balance, that our spirituality, our intuition, our imagination can be strong and a real source of, it can also take us off into delusion, but it can also be a great source of strength if we keep it balanced with all this Capricorn lineup here.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's important, for each of us to recognize, what actually is the structure that's going to provide me support in this transformative times. For some people, it's running. I mean, I had somebody take up running again. She's like, I forgot how much I loved it. For other people, it's, meditation or, really focusing on organizing themselves. Because wherever you're having this conjunction, it's urging you to make a change or to restructure and change it up in some way so that you're really speaking to what is it that needs to be restructured in your life and where is that taking place. And then you're kind of like, I'm feeling like I'm really called here. And you are. You're going to really feel it like a call. Or feel it like this is something I know I have to do. Some people are throwing things away. In my case, it's in my 12th house, so it's a lot about sleeping, frankly. You know, I've been sleeping a lot and needing,
been restructuring,
you know, like,
your psyche.
It goes 9:30, 10. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm ready for bed. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I get in bed with a book and I'm like, I'm good. You know, but it's like, you know, before I would stay doing other stuff or stay working, and I'm like, no, I did my work, go to bed, you know. So
excellent.
Watch where you're, really listen to yourself where you're getting called, because I know in my case, it wants more dream time. It wants more, you know, daydream time. You know, I've been finding myself, you know, when I don't have anything to do, I don't check my emails. I just sit there and kind of gaze off into space, and I put on some drumming music, or I play my piano, or I just kind of get my drums down and kind of sit. You know, I have this thing called an ocean drum that sounds like you're sitting by the ocean, and I'll play it, you know, because I need to 12th house myself, right?
Beautiful.
So watch where you're, what house you're in, what's happening at 22 Capricorn, wherever that is in your chart. That's where you're going to really feel, this is what's going to be grounding for me.
Mm-hmm. And I like what you said about choosing the discipline and structure that works for you. Because with that lineup in Capricorn, we're always drawn, well, every year at this time, you know, what is our New Year's resolution? And the idea that when we go into the Capricorn season, what is our resolution? We're going to be resolved to develop a discipline. But it's so easy to take one off the shelf because it's an old one, rather than really think, what do I need now? What would actually feed me? Is there not because I should stop drinking, but because I need to be more clear-headed on Mondays. So what is it that I can do to really fine-tune a discipline that will actually be a tool and a serve me rather than a discipline for discipline's sake because someone else thinks they should? Don't Aquarius it, Capricorn it. Find what you really need to get where you want to go, whatever your goals are, small, medium, or large, and use that to walk it. Now, with this lineup in Capricorn, as we say with, you know, Capricorn, the mountain goat, it looks pretty silly in flat terrain. If you if a Capricorn doesn't have a place to go, and this Capricorn energy doesn't have, you know, things to do and place to go, it can get depressed. Now, if you know that your job right now is to rest and to go explore your 12th house, then it can be a dreamy drift, but that's your goal. If you find yourself feeling adrift, and that's the uncomfortable place for Capricorn, particular goal, small, medium goals, small goals to medium goals to large goals, I need to sleep well tonight because tomorrow morning I want to be fresh because I want to get a jump start on something, will start shift it out of that amorphous mud puddle and into something that really gets you somewhere. Now, today, the moon is in Pisces, and we should drift and dream as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, the moon goes into
Aries,
and the energy picks up, high cardinal sign. I think politics are going to hit the ground running. Then tomorrow, also, Mercury conjuncts Jupiter, and in the next day, Mars goes into Sagittarius, so the fire energy is picking up, and it's going to speed up towards the end of the week. The sun is still heading into a sextile with Neptune, so we're drifting. We still have that dreamy quality, and let's keep that. It's not like here we dream and there we pick up action, but how do we pick up actions towards our dreams? How do we make sure that we're sleeping enough, resting enough, and dreaming enough to stay on target rather than just get busy again?
Right.
Because we have a whole decade to vision.
Right.
We're just beginning a whole new chapter.
Well,
I'm thinking of all the changes
years.
That have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New 36-year chapter. So there's a lot of, if you think back what you were doing 36 years ago when 82, 83 met, and then later
Saturn
in the year, 90, which is when Saturn was at this point last, and then 90-91, and then 13-year, April, June, and November, which is back to 2007 when Bernie Madoff ran off with the money and we had the first of the financial collapses. And then,
amazing.
As Heather mentioned earlier, December of 2020 when we start a new 20-year cycle. So around Saturn and Jupiter. So there's all these big things all happening in this little tiny 6-degree patch of sky, which the last time this happened was thousands of years ago during the Protestant Reformation when, what's his name, hammered the things on the wall. Yeah.
Yep.
And
when
said,
Martin Luther challenged the Pope, and they changed the whole structure of political and spiritual authority
in Europe. Yeah, and we're having that again. And we have to recognize that our job is to say, what's our political, structural, spiritual authority? What, you know, who's the boss? Who's in charge of me? Back then, they were selling indulgences and getting, you know, you could do a bad thing and buy your way out. And, you know, and the guy was like, I don't think this is right. And it started a whole big thing. So we're having that this year. And I think it's important for us to kind of think about, you know, what is it we believe in and why? And no cynicism. You know, we recognize that people have, oh, yeah, you know, they're all crooks, they're all this, they're all that. Well, they're all crooks if you let them be, you know. Or, yeah, it's all corrupt, it's all this. It's like only if we let it be. It doesn't have to be that way. And so part of our job this next year is we're visioning what we want our life to be. You want to live in a crooked society? Well, okay, don't do anything about it. You want to live in a society where things matter and human life matters and you pay attention to it? This is our chance. These are huge, huge transits that invite us on a personal level, on a political level, on an individual level, and on a collective level to vision what we want for the future. You know, it's enormous. Back then, you know, slavery was okay. You could buy your way out of a sin. If you were rich, it worked. If you weren't, it didn't. How similar is that to now? And what is it you vision for your life? What do you vision for your children's lives? Maybe that's easier to look at because people sometimes go, oh, well, not so much. But what do I want for my culture, for my kids? What do I believe is the right thing to do? And recognizing the power that we all have. We have this little 13-year-old kid sailing on a boat from Norway, you know, saying, hey, people, you know, you're polluting my earth. And everybody gets all excited. But it also is like that's one person, one voice. Look at the impact it had. And if we all voice what we believe is important, what's important to us, what we want, this is where our power comes from. We too, make a majority. And we need to really think about what our vision for our lives is, because this is we're putting down the road for the next 36 years. So big stuff afoot. I'm really excited about it, frankly. And I'm also, when say, ah, you know, oh, it's the how, you know, politics. And I'm like, no, this is our system. Do you want it to be like this, or do you want it, what do you want it to be like instead? No taking a pass. No taking a pass.
As Carolyn Casey says, what do you want to vote for with your imagination?
Right.
And then how do you put one foot in front of the other to make it happen?
Yes. Yes. What does that feel like? What does that look like? And it's huge. And I just encourage everybody, as you think, you go back to work and you start thinking about your New Year's resolutions or your next 36-year, your next 30-year, your next 13-year, three times, your next 20-year. I mean, I don't want to be 101 in doing this, and I'm not sure I want to be 95, but I'm good for 20 years. So I'm going to put down my next 20-year resolution, because this is a decade. We're starting this huge cycle. You know, this we will not pass
so
this
many
way
cycles
again.
At a beginning.
Yeah.
We have to finish, you know, the next 2 weeks is still finishing an old cycle, even though because of that Saturn-Pluto conjunction, the new moon between Saturn and Pluto.
Yeah.
And then where do we take it from here? And I think it's going to be very exciting to see what happens.
Yeah.
It could get pretty sparky first.
Yeah.
But I went, you know, keep your eyes on the prize. Where do you want to take it from here? Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go with it? And do not give in to the illusion of hopelessness, because that will occasionally come up.
Yeah, and remember when Martin Luther did those theses, the Catholic Church rallied an army to come after him. So, but that really still changed all of Europe, changed the world. So it's really, you know, understanding your power, you know, as a person in the world is really, I think, also important. And anybody trying to say you have no power, this is when you have to kind of go, okay, so you're trying to tell me that I don't have an impact in my own life. Well, I got so far that I got now, and what do I want to do next? What's that new chapter? It's real
and
important.
And the only thing that has power is us, is individuals working one step in front of another.
Yeah.
And I do think that the imagery around the American Revolution of, you know, how every individual role working together, making a huge change and asking what is good government, will come back, because Pluto is moving back, you know, in 2022, exactly where it was when America was born.
Yep.
And in this time, we're really kind of coming back to the bare bones of what it means to be, to have healthy government.
Mm-hmm.
And to, going back to our vision statement is going to be an important part of the process. And
right.
our personal vision statement, that's an important part of our process for all of us right now. So keep doing that dream work. Now, should we check and see if there's anybody on the line?
There were people that had their hand up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so
901 was here before I got in, so
okay.
you want to take them?
Great.
All right. Hi, 901 209. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi. Happy 2020. Happy prosperous New Year's, ladies.
And
oh,
you
thank
too.
You, thank you.
Mm-hmm. How are you, and how
thank
can we help you?
I want to know about health and relationships for 2020. Arthritis has been cutting up in my neck. This
okay,
is still
give
be
us your birth information again.
4461. 4461.
Yes. Time and place.
5:51 a.m. Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. Now, I remember your chart a little bit because you've called before. I always love to hear your voice.
Yes.
And let's see. We have an and very happy New Year to you. And so arthritis is creeping up in your neck. You're going through your second Saturn return. And
yes, and it's
yeah,
cutting up.
And that will be, you know, that's the stiffening of the bones. And or they kind of, that can be one of the ways that we read it. One of the flexibility, when you're going through your second Saturn return, it can be one of the more successful times in your life. You can get a lot done. Your, the wisdom that you've worked so hard to achieve over the last 30 years, you know, starts to kind of serve you in good stead. But Saturn, because you right now, is coming up to square your Venus so and conjunct your Saturn. You'll feel prettier and younger when Saturn's out of the way. Your progressed moon is also at 22 degrees Capricorn, so it's sitting right on that Saturn. So I'd say working on flexibility, working on your joints and keeping yourself as emotionally and physically flexible as you can help you grow into this strength and this authority without getting so stiff.
Right.
And working on reducing inflammation, increasing flexibility. What would you say,
yeah.
Anne? What do you see,
yeah.
Anne? Because there's a lot
well,
going on here in this chart.
Yeah, you got a lot going on. But I think the moon in Scorpio, we always like to look at that because it rules
mm-hmm.
the body. And in your case, the moon rules your Mars in Cancer down
mm-hmm.
in the fourth. So the, I would say to you, really, one of the big things is with
mm-hmm.
the food. And we don't really talk about this mm-hmm. in our culture. We do medicine and doctors and all this stuff. But there is a lot of work with the inflammation,
Ren?
The inflammatory parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly, your Mercury by solar arc is in Taurus, which is the neck, when you said the neck was up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also having Uranus on your Ceres, which is your food, your progressed
mm-hmm.
Ceres. So I would really do a really radical shift of your food and look at, you know, Google inflammatory foods and kind, because
mm-hmm.
you have Pluto and Virgo in your six on the node. So this chart can really make, and today, right now, as you're calling, the ascendance there in your sixth house. So this diet, you know, your system can really react very strongly to changing
mm-hmm.
your foods.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times with that Mars, the Venus and Aries, you know, it's like I eat fast or I find something and I just have to go quickly. I don't really think about what I'm doing. But I would dig in and see with that moon in Scorpio, if you, when you change your diet, if it helps a lot with the inflammation. But to Heather's point, you know, exercise and mobility and moving help. And, you know, you're an Aries, so you're kind of, you've always kind of taken your body, I don't mean this in a mean way, but you kind of take your body for granted that it's just going to run the way it always did, you know. And I went to see a Billy Joel concert the other day, and I was with a friend, and he gets up at the, you know, where everybody applauds and then he comes out and sings a couple more songs. The not quite ending part. And he's staggering around on the stage. And I'm like looking at him and I go, the guy's walking like a drunk sailor. He's got no knees, you know, which makes sense. He's old. He's a rocker. He's 70 years old. But Kathy's like, well, we don't have knees either. I said, I have knees, you know. But it's one of those things. And because you have such a strong Saturn so high in the chart, your bones are where your system talks to you. So I think you would really find, if you change your diet with that progress moon coming to your Saturn over the next 7 months, you can make a huge difference. Because your progress moon's in Capricorn coming to sextile your moon. And then it's going to come to join your square your Venus in 2 months, which is big, and then come to your Saturn in 7. I think you'll find the food really makes a huge difference. And I would do that in addition to whatever else you're pursuing. But it is about moving your body because, you know, you just, I don't mean it in a mean way, you kind of take it for granted that it's always just going to run because you're in Aries. Aries don't think about their bodies. They just go and do things. So, but that looks like the big health thing. And, of course, Saturn does make you aware of, oh, wow, that knee or that bone or that whatever is really reacting. And also a lot of times with Venus and Aries, your system runs a little fiery. So it runs towards acidic anyway. So going alkaline, which means like killing things like soda off and getting rid of the inflammatory foods like eggplant and tomato. And probably when you make a list, you're going to go, and that's all the stuff I eat every day. And I'm going to go, yeah, that's why you're inflamed. But I think you can make a great difference by making it be, okay, let me, you know, give my body food that's simple, Moon in Capricorn, but also takes the fire out of my system. Because the other part of it is this last year, Jupiter's been in fire. And now he's calmed down a little. He's in Earth now. So he wants to get back to grounding. So he's like, okay, back to basics, back to healthy, back to, you know, what the structure is that I need to be supported by. All right.
And I also want to ask about your work, because you're with all these Saturn aspects coming in, part of this is you feeling supported and feeling like you're in a good place for this next cycle of your life, because this goes into the next third of your life. When you go for the second Saturn return. So how are you feeling about your work and the support systems in your life?
Oh, how I feel about work? Well, I've been working, applying for different positions. So hopefully since the holidays are over with now, maybe people will start to respond to everything that I've applied to. I'm waiting to get a response from being a midwife apprentice, see if they're going to take me on for that.
A lot of people are not hearing from anybody until after the Saturn-Pluto conjunction. I'm hearing that a lot of employers and funders are in a kind of a fear mode at the moment, and no one's agreeing to anything or giving any money away. But if we can, by the end of the month, and when the sun goes into Aquarius, the chances of people being able to make decisions about the future rather than the past begin to take a deep breath and loosen up. The sun is going through your house of career this month. I keep your eye on that. After the middle of January, starting about the 15th, I would say start, putting a spin on all of your applications and checking in on what you can do on the next phase. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, between time, I've signed up to be a volunteer crisis counselor. So I'm getting ready to do 30 hours of training starting tomorrow.
I'd say that's
next
great work for you because, you know, an Aries Moon and Scorpio can handle a crisis like no one else. So enjoy.
Yeah, I think that's a really great idea for you.
Can I get a quick quote on my romantic?
Our time is just about up, my dear.
Okay.
Good luck. Take care and let us know. You know, call again. Okay.
I will.
Take care. Good.
All right, so the British lady said we're done. So, and Heather and Mark and I are teaching a workshop in New York on the 13th. and 14th of March, which is information available on my website to sign up. We're going to be promoting it, and we get together once a year. Heather gets to New York, and we do this. And join us next week on Blog Talk Radio, where Mark clearly got held captive by the Harlem Hertz Rent-A-Car people because he didn't make it back. And we all wish you a great and happy New Year. And next week, we've got all this fancy stuff coming. So tune in next week because it's really big. This week, you're going to really feel it, too. So Anne Early off from the Right Red Desk. Heather, you want to say anything else?
Heather off from Ronan, Montana. And we have a great week, beginning of a new era.
A new decade. A new decade. Not just a new year, but a new decade. A new 36 year. A new 30 year. A new 13 and 20-year cycle. Have fun. Okay, bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Take care. Bye.